This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose Luis Japa. Date of birth, June the 5th, 1966. Case ID number is 624-2507. Date of exam, October the 24th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Nuestra Clinica del Valle, dated 9/14/23. Identifying information, this is a 57-year-old divorced male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, and right foot amputations. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2021, where he worked in a warehouse in Wisconsin in agriculture for approximately 20 years. During that time, he worked 12 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a trailer with his niece and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, right foot toe amputations. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2008, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 30 pounds. The claimant denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy or cardiovascular disease. He has been told that he has chronic kidney disease, stage 4, and does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of his feet. The claimant checks his blood glucose every other day and states that the lowest that it's ever been is 70 mg/dL, and the highest it's ever been is 300 mg/dL. His last reading was 150 mg/dL. The claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 9%. He is presently on Novalin 7030, 12 units sub-Q QAM and 10 units sub-Q QPM. He takes no other medications at this time but does not appear to be well controlled according to his hemoglobin A1C. Allegations number two. Multiple toe amputations. The claimant states that on October the 1st, 2022, he started to develop problems with gangrenum and osteomyelitis of his first and second toe of his right foot. The claimant went on to have an amputation of the first and second toe digits, and eventually his third and fourth toes became curled and underneath his foot, which has caused problems to irritation of his foot. His amputation is well healed at this time, and it was secondary to gangrenum and osteomyelitis. He denies any injections. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. He states he has a burning sensation and that the curly toes that he has of the third and fourth digit irritate his foot on the bottom plantar area. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He did present in a wheelchair that he uses when he has to walk extensively because of his foot, but he usually uses a cane as needed. His physician is Dr. Benavides. He is presently on gabapentin 300 milligrams QD, which does give him relief. He does no other physical activity. The claimant is able to ambulate well without the wheelchair. Daily activities, a claimant, daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, occasionally cooking, comma, and helping with the laundry. He does no other walking or exercise secondary to the problems with his foot. Family history. His father died at the age of 90. He had diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. His mother died at the age of 82 from complications from diabetes mellitus. Medications, gabapentin, 300 milligrams QD, Novalin, 70-30, 12 units sub-Q AM and 10 units sub-Q QPM, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, carvedilol, 12.5 milligrams BID, hydralazine, 25 milligrams TID, levothyroxine, 25 micrograms QD, nifedipine, 90 milligrams QD, rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams QD, torsemide, 20 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, acute kidney injury with chronic kidney disease, stage 4, cardiorenal renal syndrome, comma, diastolic congestive heart failure, comma, with history of fungal nodular pneumonia, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetic mellitus type 2, but on insulin at this time, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, comma, bradycardia, comma, history of bilateral interstitial infiltrates, comma, pulmonary edema, comma, midsternal lymphadenopathy, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, major surgeries, amputation of the right big toe and second toe performed in October of 2022. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking two packs of cigarettes per day for 13 years. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of alcohol abuse for 13 years. He states he quit in 2018. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant states he denies the use of marijuana, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. He did use cocaine for 4 years and states that he quit in 2018. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98 Fahrenheit. Weight 138 pounds. Height 5 feet 8 inches. BP 239 over 89 mmHg. Heart rate 77 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 21. The claimant was told that his blood pressure was very high and he needed to follow up with his physician. He is on multiple medications for his blood pressure at this time. General. This is a 57-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant does not wear glasses at this time. Could you drop down to lungs? Lungs were not clear to auscultation and percussion bilaterally. The claimant had scattered bronchi and rails in both lung fields. No other thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant had a right big toe and second toe amputation with curled toes of toes 3 and 4. The surgery appears to be clean and intact, and there are no other signs of infection. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which is a wheelchair. However, the claimant is able to ambulate well without the wheelchair and states that he usually uses a cane. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. Could you drop down to the last paragraph? The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. And the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant was able to walk on his heels but could not walk on his toes and is able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate except does have problems with the right foot secondary to the toes going curling up below his foot. He could stand on one foot bilaterally but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He does require a cane at all times, but did present with a wheelchair that he uses secondary to having sometimes pain in ambulating because of the toes curled underneath his foot. Neurological. Could you please drop down to after neurological? Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone or tissue destruction of the right foot, where the big toe and the second toe have been amputated, secondary to osteomyelitis and gangrene, and he does have problems with the third and fourth digits because the toes curl under his foot. He is able to heel and tandem walk but cannot toe walk because of his condition. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to curled toes under his right foot. Probable diagnoses, number one, diabetes mellitus, type 2, being treated with insulin at this time. His last hemoglobin A1C was 9%. The claimant does not appear to be very well controlled. He has also been told that he has chronic kidney disease, stage 4. Allegation number 2, right foot partial amputation of the big and small and second toe with curled toes on the third and fourth digits. Confirm with physical examination. Appears to be stable at this time and well healed. The claimant might eventually need to have the third and fourth toe digits removed for him to be able to ambulate without any pain. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Luis Chapa.